Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Returning to House bills for third reading, I ask you to recognize the lady from Camden for a motion on House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2069 and 2371.
Lady from Camden, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2069 and 2371 be third read and passed.
The lady from Camden has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2069 and 2371 be read the third time and passed. Lady from Camden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that addresses the very disturbing issue of trafficking baby body parts. This bill puts together a comprehensive mechanism in order to track what can happen in the clinic setting, then go on to the pathologist, and then go to disposal, bring that back to the department, and there it is organized and fashioned into a report that the General Assembly will have access to, as well as the public. This is an important issue in our state and across the nation. This legislation assures safety for this process. It's important, whatever the procedure may be and however you feel about that procedure, the important aspect of this is that nothing that we are safeguarding against the sale and the profit of baby body parts. That no matter how you feel, that all life has value. And the way we treat then the deceased, in whatever form it may be, needs to be of dignity, whether it be at the facility where the abortion takes place, at the pathology, or at the point of disposal for medical waste. So with that, I will take any questions, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Gentleman for Cass.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having been involved in this whole process of how we came to where these bills are for this third reading, we've heard from the opposition that there is no evidence of this sort of thing happening in Missouri. But upon our findings of these investigative committees, we found that the loose terminology within our statutes currently provide that we're not able to really know whether or not this is occurring in Missouri. This is not a choice or a pro-choice or a pro-life matter. This does nothing to affect abortion in any way, shape, or form. This just ensures that there is no ability, zero ability, to take those parts from the abortion already carried out and make profit from that. This ensures that there is no ability for that to happen. Currently, there is. Now, you can refute the videos. You can refute all the other talking points of organizations. You can refute all that. But you can't refute what is in our statute and how vague and how hard it is to be able to find out and have any findings of this sort of action occurring today. So with these bills, it would ensure that throughout the entire process of disposing of remains of aborted babies, we ensure that they meet the final demise of a fiery furnace and not sold for obscene profits in a black market, which is a horrendous act for any society to call themselves righteous and above a reproach. So for that, Mr. Speaker, I hope the body, regardless of the issue, left, right, pro-choice, pro-life, you should support this bill to ensure
that right things are done when an abortion is carried out. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Lady from Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak in opposition to the bill.
Proceed, lady.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What we need to support and legislate is protecting the health and safety of women, and House Bill 2069 doesn't meet that standard on any level. And I will be sticking to the facts as I make my remarks. Let's first talk about the bill's ban on donating fetal tissue after an abortion. We heard a lot of relevant and valuable testimony during the perfection debate on how fetal tissue saves lives and advances medicine. It's a legal and ethical practice that has led to medical advances for decades, including the polio vaccine. Today's fetal tissue research is contributing to breakthroughs in diseases like diabetes, autism, and Alzheimer's. As a compelling example, a recent article talked about how fetal tissue research can benefit the problem of the Zika virus. And this article said, scientists largely agree on the benefits of fetal tissue research and its potential for Zika. The clearest evidence yet that Zika causes birth defects came from studying an aborted fetus from an Eastern European woman who had been infected while living in Brazil, where an estimated 5,000 babies have been born with small heads and brains since a massive outbreak of the disease. The article went on to say, fetal tissue research has been critical to the production of vaccines for rubella, chickenpox, rabies, and hepatitis A. It's needed for Zika now because scientists need to unravel how the virus is disrupting the development of fetuses and potentially to develop and test treatments. If a woman chooses to donate tissue after an abortion, the choice is always and only hers. It creates no health or safety risks for her. Restricting research sends the wrong message to scientific researchers and institutions that Missouri is trying to attract for economic and academic growth. Then let's look at the part of House Bill 2069 that requires annual, unannounced, on-site inspections placed on abortion providers. Currently, the DHSS can come in any time they feel is warranted without notice and do an inspection of an ambulatory surgical center. There are approximately 110 of these centers in Missouri, and the only ones that are targeted in this bill are the two licensed abortion providers in our state. That's simply not fair to target two out of 110. Roe v. Wade became the law of the land in 1973. Since then, opponents of women's reproductive health have been chipping away at it, and that decision stated that a woman's constitutional right to privacy per the 14th Amendment includes her right to terminate a pregnancy. And the opponents have been doing this under the guise of safety. House Bill 2069 is promoting an unfounded fear that abortion is unsafe when it actually has a safety record of 99%, and that data is from the Center for Disease Control. In fact, abortion is a simpler and less risky procedure than many of the other procedures performed at ambulatory surgical centers. Other of these centers have been cited for various violations by DHSS. For this annual, unannounced, mandated inspections are the two licensed abortion providers. If this mandate were necessary for patient safety, it would apply to all the 110 ambulatory surgical centers that perform many more complicated surgeries on men, women, and children. This bill imposes regulations beyond what is necessary for patient safety. Third, regarding all those increased reporting requirements on abortion, they're medically unnecessary, they may put patient privacy at risk, and again, do absolutely nothing to protect a woman's health or her safety. There's simply another regulatory burden put in place to restrict a woman's constitutional right to a safe and legal abortion. I'm weary of hearing people spew out statements on the floor of this House that have no basis in fact. It is illegal to sell fetal tissue in Missouri. That's a fact. It's illegal, and it's not going on. However, donating fetal tissue currently is legal, and it does help with medical advances like the Zika virus. That's a fact. The Supreme Court ruled 43 years ago in 1973 that a woman has a constitutional right per the 14th Amendment, that a woman's right to privacy includes her right to choose to terminate a pregnancy. That's a fact. We ask that the Missouri legislature focus on reducing unintended pregnancies rather than this medically unnecessary piece of legislation. The proven way to do that is through affordable access to birth control, and that makes good fiscal sense. For every dollar invested in family planning, like affordable birth control, the government saves approximately $7. This bill goes against what our medical and science communities are telling us. It's based on politics, not health and safety concerns. It's a medically unnecessary piece of legislation that adds nothing to protect women's health or safety, and that's why I will be voting no on House Bill 2069. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Lady from Camden, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. To inquire of the lady of Jackson that just spoke, please.
Does the lady from Jackson yield?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed, lady.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure which point it was about the annual inspections. Would you tell me that point again?
Sure. I believe your bill includes that there will be annual inspections of just the two abortion providers, not all 110 ambulatory surgical centers. I believe right now DHSS can come in any time and do an inspection unannounced of any ambulatory surgical center. But I believe, and I believe the lady from Cape Girardeau talked about this in the perfection debate, that this does include, this only includes those two. Okay. And there have been other violations against other ambulatory surgical centers. Some of them have not been inspected as frequently as the ones that perform abortions.
All right. Thank you for explaining your understanding of that. I do want to ask you to look at the amendment that we approved. And the amendment that we approved then, because we wanted to stay on the trafficking issue, we removed that portion
okay.
of it.
Well, okay. And I thought it was still in there
if we find some reason to be concerned, something, there's a trigger in there that sets up an inspection and an unannounced inspection.
What is the trigger?
The trigger is, let me look in the bill. Actually, what I'm going to do, lady, if you will inquire if you will inquire the gentleman from St. Louis County, Koenig, he has that portion.
Hold on a minute. Hold on just a minute. Are you done with the inquiry?
Oh, I am, lady.
Okay,
thank you, lady.
Further discussion. Lady from Stoddard, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak in support of the bill, please.
Proceed, lady.
There's been a lot of talk on ethics and medical research, and I just would like for the body to remember that just because something is legal doesn't make it moral. One of the principles of medical ethics mentions the respect for human dignity, and we need laws that are clear, not vague, not, ambiguous on topics. This bill will provide clear, fair language, which will provide respect of the human dignity for those aborted children. And so I urge the body to support this. Thank you.
Further discussion. Lady from St. Louis County, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Proceed, lady.
Mr. Speaker, the vast majority of babies born in this country are healthy and wanted. However, occasionally a baby develops having fetal abnormalities, some very severe fetal abnormalities. I had a high school friend whose little girl was born with all the organs on the outside of her body. The baby lived a couple of months, and my friend decided not to have other children because of her devastating experience. Another friend's son and wife discovered when the mother was 5 months pregnant that their much loved and wanted baby had severe fetal abnormalities. After much thought and prayer, this pro-life couple decided to abort. I respect the decision of both of these couples. That's what being pro-choice is all about. The couple that aborted had the opportunity to choose to what they wanted to do with the remains of their child. That's because it was 10 or more years ago, and we did not have the laws on the book that we currently have. House Bill 2069 and 2371 will change that. On another story, a friend was told this devastating news that their loved and wanted fetus was without a brain and not likely to live more than a few hours. They had to evaluate the consequences of bringing such a child into the world, evaluate their own personal mental strength, evaluate the financial strains, evaluate the needs of their other children. There but for the grace of God go I. This kind of decision happens regularly, and families are left with some devastating choices. The Missouri legislature has no business interjecting ourselves into these personal, private matters of a family, or any business preventing a family from donating the tissue, the remains of the body, to medical research in order to advance cures. It is just none of our business. We are a pretty egotistical bunch here in this General Assembly. It appears that we believe the perspective from a 5,000-foot view is much clearer than an on-the-ground, in-the-same-room perspective. We consider ourselves in this body much smarter, apparently, and wiser than the pregnant woman living with an abusive or drug-addicted partner who may or may not be suffering from mental illness, an illness, by the way, which could be treated if she lived in another state, unlike Missouri, that had expanded Medicaid. We need to understand the woman, and maybe, if we did, there would be fewer abortions. We are especially pious when it comes to one of the most trusted, compassionate organizations in this country, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood respects women, and the women trust Planned Parenthood, probably because Planned Parenthood does respect women. Planned Parenthood provides health care, pap smears, reproductive care, compassion, and yes, occasionally abortions when needed. This legislation is all about punishing this most trusted source of health care for millions of women, particularly women in Missouri who cannot avail themselves of the Affordable Care Act being in this gap. You know, we've heard that it's often said, there's a war on women. And bills like this are one of the reasons why we hear that said, because we are really attacking women who are in crisis, and the organizations, the source of support for them as well. This poor excuse for a bill comes out of a committee whose goal was to bring down Planned Parenthood by means of a witch hunt focused on a highly edited, dishonest video. That video was produced by a person who has recently been indicted for unethical and dishonest tactics used in the production of that video. The committee chaired by the senator from Boone requested and received results from an investigation of Planned Parenthood. Missouri's attorney general found no wrongdoing, none. Now this committee is seeking the release of information that is a violation of HIPAA regulations. This General Assembly has always been very sensitive to the protection of privacy for everyone in this state. And there is nothing more private than one's medical history.
Gentleman from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Point order, Mr. Speaker.
State your point of order, gentlemen.
Mr. Speaker, if the lady could speak to the bill, this is not the Missouri State Senate, thank God.
I remind the lady to please keep her comments confined to House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2069 and 2371. Lady from St. Louis County.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will do that. I failed to mention that the Missouri House has a committee that is following the lead of the Missouri Senate, and this bill emanates from an interim committee that was has taken up and pretty much follow the lead of that Senate committee. So this General Assembly is going after one organization in order, and in doing so, and most recently, there is an attempt to hold the CEO of Planned Parenthood in contempt of the General Assembly because she will not release these medical records that are a violation of the HIPAA regulations. This, I feel, is a height.
Gentleman from Cole.
Same point of order, Mr. Speaker. Point of order, could you remind the lady to speak to the topic of the bill and not the activities of the Missouri State Senate?
That point of order is well taken. Lady, you've been reminded now twice to keep your comments confined to the underlying bill. This has nothing to do with the actions being taken in the Missouri Senate, and I'd ask that you keep your comments confined to the bill, and if you don't keep your comments confined to the bill, then your time will have expired.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is meddling in the affairs of women and their choices of deciding what to do with the remains of their child, whether or not they can donate to medical research, and it is putting other restrictions on a particular organization and how they will it really has to do with what happens to the remains of the child. And it is absolutely no one in this body's business as to what a family and a woman who is in crisis. Every abortion is a woman in crisis. And we have no business interjecting ourselves into that situation. And, Mr. Speaker, we've heard a lot of discussion on perfection about the child, but someone has to raise that child, love that child, want that child, and there are other children and circumstances to take into consideration. I stand before you today to help us remember that the women of this state and are full-fledged adults that have situations that they deal with, and they need to have us out of their business and allow them to go forward and make the decisions that are in the best interest of themselves and what they feel the best interest of their family. I am opposed to this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Gentleman from Lawrence, for what purpose? Proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to say something that could very likely get me stoned. And since I'm not a man who wants to endure unnecessary pain, I hope you'll listen to my full remarks here. I'm in agreement in part with the lady from the 24th. She spoke of some medical successes with embryonic stem cells. Since my name is not Marcus Welby, M.D., and I have limited medical experience, I decided to verify what she said, and I did look up some information. The list of medical successes and advancements from the use of embryonic stem cells is short, although however good they might be. I want to remind the body, though, in looking at the National Institute of Health website, that the stem cells from embryonic tissue can be gained from the umbilical cord. Baby body parts are not necessary in the advancement of medical technology and for cures for disease. Now, on the other hand, I looked at some advances that have been gained from adult stem cells. Instead of a short list, it's a long list. They found ways to help people with brain cancer, retinoblastoma, ovarian cancer, skin cancer, testicular cancer, tumors, Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, acute leukemia, acute or chronic leukemia, juvenile leukemia, cancer of the lymph nodes, multiple myeloma, myelodysplasia, breast cancer, neuroblastoma, renal cell carcinoma, soft tissue carcinoma, various solid tumors, Ewing's sarcoma, Waldenstrom's macrobulimia, hemophagocytic, and that's a long one, I'm not going to read the last part of that, Pohn syndrome, myelofibrosis, diabetes type 1, systemic lupus, myasthenia, autoimmune cytopenia, sclerosexthemia, scleroderma, Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile arthritis, multiple sclerosis, polychondritis, systemic vasculitis, a disease that affects some of us older guys on the top of our head, alopecia, Berger's disease, acute heart damage, chronic coronary artery disease, corneal regeneration, severe combined immunodeficiency syndrome, X-linked hyperimmunoglobulin M syndrome, Parkinson's disease, spinal cord injury, stroke damage, sickle cell anemia, sideroblastic anemia, aplastic anemia, red cell aplasia. The list goes on. There are over 70 successful treatment and uses found by taking adult stem cell and finding cures to these diseases and ailments that we all suffer. So the point I'm trying to make is we're saying that we've got to harvest aborted baby parts. Not so. We can take the umbilical cord, take the blood from that, and use it for embryonic stem cell research if so we so choose. But I want to make the point, though, that using adult cell stem cells have proven time and time again that we don't have to use aborted baby parts. So I'm a yes on this, and I hope the body will understand that even though we're not medical professionals, we're doing what's best for the health and well-being of women and the undeveloped and continually developing human babies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Lady from St. Louis County, District 95, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak in favor of the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed, lady.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is the result of a lot of work from the two bill sponsors that we're hearing from today. It became apparent during hearings that the Missouri Department of Health has done an incompetent job of following up on what happens to babies after they're aborted. There's no cross-referencing the abortion from the pathology report. And during one of the committee hearings this year, a pathologist admitted that they don't get an entire sampling of the baby that's been aborted. They just get a tiny little sample. We have no idea what happens to those babies between an abortion and a pathologist receiving and the reports given to the Department of Health. Using tissue from aborted babies is a national disgrace, and I applaud the bill sponsors for the work that they've done on this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Lady from St. Louis County, District 77, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak from a microphone, not my own. Permission to speak from a microphone.
Permission granted, lady.
Thank you. Can I inquire of the lady of St. Louis County, Newman District?
Does the lady from St. Louis County yield?
Yes, I do.
Proceed, lady.
Yes, lady. I heard some of the comments on this bill. I just wanted to follow up with you since you have extensive knowledge in this area. Currently, this is an option, is that correct, to donate fetal tissue Of course, it's an option, and of course, it is currently legal. Here's the problem with this legislation. Donation of fetal tissue comes from all different sources. It comes from miscarriages. It comes from those that are involved in infertility treatments. And again, it comes from those who are electing to abort their fetus for fetal anomalies and just some pregnancies basically gone wrong. What this bill would do would restrict anyone who, even though we've already banned fetal cell research in Missouri, it would still restrict any woman from, or any family from donating their fetal cells from all of these different areas to a research facility that actually is doing prime work outside the state. So this bill would even take this a step further, and it's punitive. There is no reason why we should be punishing other families and women for not being able to donate their tissue.
But there is an option where they can choose not to. Is that correct?
Well, there's nothing mandatory. Right. Okay. But this bill, what's in this bill would restrict because, as this body keeps, reminding us, they're not medical researchers here. There's not medical research expertise in this body, and yet we are going ahead and saying that we know better. What I'm really concerned about is everything in this bill is actually the result of a witch hunt committees. These were done around the country, but actually Missouri now is taking the lead and taking this even further, and this is based on a video. You and I know this video is false. We all know that just because we want to believe in something that's already been proven as a fraudulent, as a fantasy of things that are not actually happening in Missouri or anywhere else.
Wasn't another investigation done by the Attorney General? Is that correct?
Well, we've had two investigations done in Missouri. This is on top of the 11 other states who have actually conducted their own investigations. This is on top of five congressional committees who have done this on a national scale. And not one of them has come back with any finding of wrongdoing. In Missouri, we had the Missouri Attorney General who had, again, was asked and stepped up and conducted his own investigation. We also had the Department of Health and Human Services. So if everyone keeps saying over and over and over, there is no evidence of any wrongdoing, then why does this body keep pushing this forward and keep pushing this fantasy forward that is not true? There is severe harmful effects out of this legislation.
And also, what about the inspections? Right now, they currently have, everyone is regulated under the Department of Health and Senior Services with these types of inspections, right, for certain ambulatory centers. But they're singling this specific provider out. Is that correct?
Well, the bill sponsor indicated that she has amended this. But, we already have in statute an inspection procedures for all ambulatory surgical centers. And I, like you, feel like it's wrong to single out, certain ones because they're perhaps performing a medical procedure that you are opposed to. So, again, the inspection thing in here is really unnecessary, whatever's left in the bill.
And I know in Planned Parenthood in my district, which is in Forest Park, they provide counseling for women, health services for women. So it's very important that we have access to these very important health services that we fail to talk about that are provided by this organization. Regardless of what anyone thinks, they do provide a service of screenings, breast cancer screenings, gynecological visits that women who have no insurance would have limited access. So, I hope that we support an organization. I support all organizations that provide health access for anyone and health information because there are a lot of young people who have no one to tell them about their bodies, about how to get certain types of treatments in spite of whatever we believe in. We talk about one type of service, but I think it's a person's individual choice whether they choose that service or not. Whether I'm for it or against it, I think it's not for us to legislate that type of decision.
Well, and Representative, you're correct. I mean, this body doesn't like to deal with facts.
we don't like to deal with truth because we would rather go in and stay on a political agenda to, you know, help certain people get elected to office. But facts and truth are important. And what you're pointing out is that Planned Parenthood in across the country, abortion services are really only 3% of the services that they actually provide. So by this witch hunt, by continuing to penalize women, taking it much further and saying that they will be restricted from no longer being able to donate fetal tissue on their own, whether it's coming from Planned Parenthood, whether it's coming from somewhere else, they're taking this a step too far. And yet, you're right. You're coming back and you're penalizing everyone else, every other woman, particularly low-income women who have no other access to those types of well women reproductive health care. And yet, what's the purpose? I mean, we know that this video is fraudulent. We know there is no wrongdoing. I mean, those are facts. And yet, you're pointing out what's going on with penalizing women, particularly under this legislation, and the effects it's going to have even in your own district.
And you were on the committee that heard this bill. I was not privy to hearing the testimony. Were they a doctor that testified that about this bill? Were they in support of this bill, or were they against this bill?
Well, the only medical expertise that we had that was allowed to testify was saying that, no, this is wrong. This is punitive. I mean, we're seeing this effort across the country because of this video. Any other ways that we can punish women, particularly in an election year, let's pile on. And there was no reason for this body to even support these interim committees. You know, it happened not just in the House, it happened in the Senate. I mean, it was over and over and over again. It was ours. And yet, no one has pointed out there's been any wrongdoing. So, again, we're legislating based on fantasy. And we can believe with all our hearts that medical technology, medical treatments are not ethical, that they're not moral.
And what I'm saying, what I'm saying, like you're saying, is it's not our business to legislate an individual's personal decision making in this instance, regardless of what that is. One is to even go to Planned Parenthood for any type of services, or in very limited instances of abortion services. It's not my place to say you should cut off access, because I think that everyone has that individual choice. And that's what we are in America. We have individual choice. We have freedoms that we can make our decision with our family, with our husbands, or whoever we choose to have that decision with, whether to keep a child or not, or whether to use those type of services. So it's not my place. So I thank you for that inquiry.
Well, but Representative, I also wanted to point out, too, that this bill has further impact. It has further consequences. This bill has consequences and impact on every single Missourian or a pregnant woman. This goes much farther. Washington University, as you know, is in my district. It's one of the top six medical research institutes in the country. In the country.
I'm glad you said you spoke to that.
Yes. And, you know, this afternoon when we adjourn, I'm going to speak, as I do every single year, with WashU medical students. They want to know how do we actually institute medical technology or into policy. How do we create those statutes that they have to actually abide by if they're practicing in the state of Missouri? And this is how we're doing this. We're doing this based on a fantasy, on a cartoon. We're doing this because we want to further punish women. We want to further punish those who want to donate fetal cells. We're further punishing those who would be benefiting from this research, that doctors even this week are saying that they need this fetal cell research. They need this. These other types of researchers can't cover everything. We know from the Zika virus. They're demanding. They're saying we've got to be able to do this. We've got a short window, particularly this summer, to be able to come up with the vaccine, and it has to be fetal cells. And here we are today. We've already got a couple cases in Missouri, but yet this bill will turn around and say, nope, we're going to further restrict that research by not allowing women from a miscarriage, from any other situations, to be able to donate. And why?
And providing that
research. What's the purpose of this?
Providing that research saves a life. It saves another baby.
Well,
it saves all of us.
On that research. We depend on that research for vaccines. We depend on that research for Alzheimer's, for stroke victims. I mean, this is stuff that every single person in this body is going to access at some point with their family. And by restricting the further research in the state of Missouri, where do we think these highly trained doctors are going to go?
What type of federal funding is
the state actually turning their back on? And they're saying, wait a minute, because of this fraudulent video, we're going to take this to the point where Missouri is going to be penalized. And to do this under a political agenda is so immoral. It is wrong. And we, I think, have the responsibility as representatives not to participate in a dishonest scheme that is really going to affect the lives of people even beyond our state.
Thank you, Lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Gentleman from Cole, District 60, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make 3 points. The first is that I believe this body and normal people reject the utilitarian logic that some must or should die so that others can live better, particularly when those who die have no choice in the matter. The lady from St. Louis County uses that word a lot, choice, choice, choice. Where is the choice for the child, Mr. Speaker? Where is the choice for the child in the womb to say, I want to live? I want to breathe. The second point, Mr. Speaker, we heard an earlier person from the other side of the aisle talk about fetal abnormalities, and those are tragic situations for everyone. But a child born with a disability is no less a human being worthy of life than anyone else, Mr. Speaker. They are a creation of God. They have dignity. They deserve our legal protection. And third and finally, Mr. Speaker, the lady from St. Louis County spent a Senate amount of time talking about facts and saying that this body is paying no attention to facts. We also heard people compare an abortion like it's any old medical procedure, like it's a knee replacement or a shoulder manipulation. But Mr. Speaker, here is the ultimate fact. Every single abortion ends with the premature human life and a being with a soul. And a life that did not have the opportunity to say, I want to live. When we bring these bills to the floor, it is about children. It is giving voice to the voiceless. It is defending the defenseless. Children should not be science experiments, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion. Lady from Cape Girardeau, District 147, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak in support of the bill.
Proceed, lady.
Thank you. First of all, it's been stated regarding the tissue requirements and reporting in this bill that there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Well, that would be very good news. In fact, there should be no issue then, should there, regarding reporting and what happens to the tissue. So that becomes a moot point since there's no evidence. Secondly, in answer to the question and discussion regarding the abortion clinic inspection, this is the third year for this discussion. That particular bill was on the Senate calendar last session, and would it not have been for a slowdown on the other side of the building, we would not be having this discussion again. But since we are, I will address the target. We are not targeting that clinic. We are responsibly responding to the issues at that clinic. We are responding to complaints that led to a verification and a documentation of 14 pages worth of violations. So I will ask anyone in here, if you had the choice for an elective surgery to have your knee replaced in your hometown, perhaps, would you be satisfied with having surgery on a dusty surgical table? Would you be satisfied with having an IV pole that was rusty on you during surgery? Satisfied for who knows, dated according to protocol? Would you be satisfied with receiving some drugs that were to be thrown away because they were single-use drugs, but they were still there? What would your constituents think if you reported, they reported to you, you had this problem going on in your hometown in your ambulatory surgical clinic? Would you not feel responsible to take action on this? Again, Mr. Speaker, regardless of the medical procedure, regardless of the surgical procedure or the gender of the patient, we are responsible as a body and as a state to follow proper medical procedure, infection control protocol. I urge the body to vote again for this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion. Lady from St. Louis County, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I call the previous question.
The lady from St. Louis County has made the motion that the question under immediate consideration be now put. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Mr. Clerk, please ring the bell and open the board. Lady from Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed, lady.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the upper gallery to my right and your left, we have fourth grade students from Plaza Heights Christian Academy in Blue Springs and their parents, and I would appreciate it if the body would give them a warm welcome.
Welcome to the Capitol. Has everyone voted? Gentlemen from Washington, if you are in the chamber, you are required to vote. Gentlemen from Buchanan, if you are in the chamber, you are required to vote. Mr. Clerk, please close the board and tally the vote. By your vote of 110 aye, 39 no, you have moved the previous question. Lady from Camden, you have 1 minute to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, this has been called a witch hunt, and I want to tell you the witch has been found. It is in the demeaning of the committee's work, the research, the investigative process, the facts that it found. The fact is that the videos have been verified. The fact is that the indictment is a misdemeanor. The fact is that fetal tissue research on aborted babies, the necessity of that has been debunked. The facts are that the AG report showed that 300 abortions a month take place, and about a fifth of that are in second trimester. And at that time, the babies, and even before that, in the first trimester, the baby's liver, the brain is starting to develop. Development is taking place of another human being. The fact is that we care for kids in Missouri. We don't think about, we don't want to take on another burden. In Missouri, in our budget, we have overwhelmingly taken care of children.
Gentleman from Jackson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we learned yesterday after the previous question, the bill handler has 1 minute to close. That minute has occurred, and I ask you to say the lady's time has expired and move to a roll call so we can move forward. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Lady, your time has expired.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I renew my motion, though.
The lady from Canada has renewed her motion that House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2069 and 2371 be read a third time and passed. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Mr. Clerk, please ring the bell and open the board. Gentlemen from Texas, if you're in the chamber, you're required to vote. Gentlemen from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Using mic other than my own introduction, a very special guest.
Proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On your right and my left are Ellie and Isabella. Came down here to watch the political process in action. If the body could please give them a warm welcome, we'd appreciate it.
Welcome to the Capitol. Lady from Camden, for what purpose do you rise?
That we call the absentees.
Mr. Clerk, please call the absentees.
Burns. Butler. Duggar. English,
Flanagan, Huff, Hubbard, Kratke, Otto, Smith, and White.
Has everyone voted? Mr. Clerk, please close the board and tally the votes. By your vote of 120 aye, 34 nay, you have third read and passed House Committee substitute for House Bills 2069 and 2371. Gentleman from Green.